This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed.
Welcome to Blessed Trails. I am Belinda Gale, and I am so delighted to be your host as we visit with interesting and diverse guests. We also feature gospel, inspirational, and patriotic music, sometimes poetry, most all of which has a definite Western flair. I am so excited to bring to you today my guest and my dear friend, Tommy Thompson. He is a fabulous spur maker from West Plains, Missouri. But before we bring him on, let's listen to Bryn Hill's version of Ghost Riders.
Fire as they ride on.
One of my favorite cowboy singers, Bryn Hill, love his music. I first met Tommy and his precious wife, June, at Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri, and it seemed like we all became friends almost instantly. He had a booth there selling primarily his spurs, and it was a good thing that he lived close because he was running home every night working on spurs and selling them just as fast as he could make them. His spurs are unique, and they are highly sought after by real-deal working cowboys. We'll have him tell us more about his spurs later, but his spurs are only part of the reason I wanted to have him as a guest on our show. From the first moment I met Tommy, I have been so impressed with his kind and humble spirit, and I have never met a more generous soul. The Lord has blessed him with a wonderful gift, and he never ceases to look for ways to use that gift to bless others. And most special for me is the fact that over the years since I first met Tommy in June, they have become some of my most precious friends. I am beyond delighted to welcome to the show today, Tommy Thompson. Welcome, Tommy.
Oh, thank you, Belinda. That's very kind and humbling. we did hit it off right, and you've been a near and dear friend to June and I ever since.
You have. I don't know whether it was your spurs or her snickerdoodle cookies that, you know, put us over the top. I'm not sure which one it was. Oh, and this is so fun because right now we are actually in the same spot, but you're down in your office, as it were, down there, and I'm up in your the other office because we're actually staying with you in June in White Plains, Missouri right now and having a wonderful time with you guys. So it's really fun. And I do have to tell everybody, I had to twist Tommy's arm just a little bit to be on the show. He was like, oh, nobody's going to want to listen to me. And he's so cute. So aren't you glad you're doing it, Tommy? Aren't you glad I twisted your arm?
Oh, you know, Belinda, I'd do anything for you. And we've enjoyed you and Bob here. And this is a beautiful time in the Ozarks, fall. But as far as doing the show, I am a little reserved. I tell everybody that I'm a world famous, seldom heard of bitten spur maker.
Oh, well, we're hoping to change that a little bit with this show today. Oh, gosh. Well, we took a little drive this morning and went to some beautiful parts of this area where you grew up, and you were telling us a little bit about when you were a kid. But why don't you kind of clue? We have listeners, Tommy, from all over the world. And so, and they may not have ever been or ever will be to this part of our great nation in the Missouri and the Ozark Mountain area. So do you want to kind of tell us about how you grew up and what your childhood looked like?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm, and
We were pretty self-sustaining people here in the Ozarks. It's been that way ever since. You did with what you had, and I took you to Alley Springs this morning, and that's where people would take their corn to be ground up into cornmeal, and their wheat to be ground up into to flour, and that had to last them a long time. But it was quite a vocal point. But we do have a lot of pristine streams around here, and a lot of mills like that, because that was a vocal point back in those days. But I was very, very lucky to grow up on a farm, and my dad made sure that my brother and I had good work ethics, and it stayed with us the rest of our life. And I appreciate that, Belinda, more now since I've lost Dad than I did growing up, because I thought it was pretty cruel at one time when I was
made you work so hard, huh?
Now I realize he was training us for the world ahead, you know?
Yes, he was. I think you were telling me a story yesterday about how you either got bucked off or something off, and he just was like, well, let's get back to work, or he blew something up. What was that story you were telling us about yesterday?
Yes, we had a working corral where we could work our cattle, and had railroad ties for braces, and one had rotted out at the bottom. And back then, you could go to the hardware store here in town and buy a stick of dynamite. Well, my dad had never used a stick of dynamite before, and he tamped it into that hole to blow that concrete out of there, and we lit it and all got back behind the tractor, and it blew the whole top off of our working arena. All Dad said was, well, boys, let's get to work.
I love that. Oh, it's a wonderful way to grow up, though. A simple lifestyle that where you work hard and play hard and you pull together as a family. I think that's a blessing. It really is. So I know that your family walks with the Lord, Tommy. Is that always a part of your childhood, or when did you really come to know the Lord?
Oh, you know, I get asked that quite a bit, or have been asked when I found the Lord. And you know, Belinda, I can never remember being without Him. My folks were active in church. They didn't demand anything, but that was just part of our life, and our community was going to church and our church family. And if you don't have a church family, you're missing out on a lot. But like I said, I never ever remember not having the Lord in my life.
Wow. And even through your military service and all of that, you always felt the Lord close to you?
Well, that was some of the hardest times, and you know, that's what gets you through hard times, though, Belinda.
I agree completely. Yeah. Well, we're going to go to a song now by one of my dear friends, Mary Kay. And this is a lovely song that she wrote. And it's sort of about a mother's love, but it also reflects on God's love. About there's always that He will always keep us as close to Him as we will let Him be. And it's just a really beautiful song. I hope everybody enjoys The Golden Thread.
A bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, that leads from your heart to mine. And your journey ahead, it may wind, it may wander, you may fall just as much as you climb. There is a bad wind blowing. But that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love. all the dollars you earn, all the lessons you learn will make you a rich man indeed. But in all of your getting, when you fall to forgetting, when you call out in your time of need, when that bad wind blows in that great out there, when it clouds all the light from above, well, that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, will bring you the light of my love.
Isn't that a sweet song, Tommy?
It's great, isn't it?
Sure. It really is. Well, one of the things that we were talking about that I learned while we're on our visit that we've been the last few days was how integral your family has been with the Missouri Foxtrotters Association. And you want to talk a little bit about your heritage there and actually your involvement and your brother's involvement in that.
Yes. You know, this is the heart of foxtrotting country. It's kind of where it all started, Belinda. And my grandfather, he was in the cavalry and had horses, and he took care of the horses and was in World War One. But when he came back, people would bring sick horses from all over for him to doctor. But he and some of his friends actually started the foxtrotting breed, the association, and they also started the show over at Ava, Missouri. It started out at the fairgrounds at Ava, and later on moved on to the facilities there north of town, and people from, you know, all over the United States attend it now. I used to go over with Grandpa, and they'd jump them out of pickups or ride them there or however they could get them there. It was, you know, I'd like for Grandpa to see what, you know, what the horses do now compared to what they were back then, because it's a big difference.
Oh, I bet it is. And now you've done some judging, and your brother is a trainer, right?
Right. He has Thompson Stables here in West Plains, and a full-time trainer, and his son and daughter-in-law are trainers. And then his son, Buck, is a well-known gaitered horse farrier. And, you know, they love their foxtrotters. They sure do.
Yeah, they're a pretty special breed. And then you also did some judging.
Right. Yeah, we mainly we showed quarter horses and foxtrotters, and I judged both breeds and enjoyed it. Sure did. I like seeing, you know, a good horse is a good horse. I don't care what breed or what color it is, Belinda.
That's true. And there's some beauties out there. There are beautiful, yes. beautiful horses out there. Well, one of the things that we just kind of touched on earlier, and I know I know I'm very proud of my husband and his military service, and I know that I remember the first time I met your mom, and we came to visit her here in White Plains, and we went down into the basement, and she proudly had your uniform, her husband's uniform, and your brother's military uniforms displayed on the wall, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. And so, you know, just... I mean, it feels like that military service was a big and important thing in your family.
It was, you know, and it just my uncle's was in World War II, and like I said, my grandpa was wounded in World War One, and it was just seemed like that's something, you know, that you did. But yes, Mom took a large amount of pride in her service. Boys, as she called them.
Her service boys. I love that. Oh, we're skipping right along because we have so much to cover with you. But one of the things, I mean, you can't think about Tommy without thinking about June, your beautiful bride, who is just one of the sweetest people I think I have ever met. And so tell us about you and June and your kids, if you will, that you guys, your little four-legged children that you
right.
guys
they are too, and they are our children, our little corgis. But no, I, Belinda, you know, you've been around me enough, and here I could not get done and have what I have without the help of June, and mm-hmm. best wife in the world, you know, that's all I can say. But we love our little corgis. I mean, they're just like kids to us, and we've got kids, and they're scattered out like a covey of quail. But our little corgis are always glad to see us, and they travel with us, and we just love them. You know, it's just like your little. You know,
my little Apache Rose, my little mini Aussie, yes.
they become part of the family.
They do become part of the family, and I'm getting tickled with your little Gabby, because Apache wants to play with Gabby so bad, and Gabby's just not having any part of it. So I don't know whether Apache's beneath her or. Not too sure, but it is. They're pretty cute together. And they're two little peas in a pod. They just look
they
at
are.
You and you can almost see what they're thinking or hear what they're thinking with their little minds are going. Aren't they fun?
Oh, they are. I'll tell you what, the little Patchy now, her wheels turn pretty quick. You know?
Yes, they do. Quicker than mine most of the time, I think. Oh gosh. Well, we're going to go to another song. This is another girlfriend of mine, and her name is Joni Harms. She's from up in Oregon, Canby, Oregon. And just talking about our dog, this is a wonderful song that she wrote called Buddy and Me.
You showed up at my doorstep. Shivering from the rain, a little lost puppy without a name. And who could turn down those big brown eyes that looked in my heart and said, let me inside. So I took him in, and it didn't take long for him to convince me this is where he belongs. Warmth of the fire and something to eat. Soon he was sleeping with his head on my feet. So I named him Buddy, and a buddy he was. He needed no reason, he just loved me because. Right from the start it was easy to see. There'd be no better friends than Buddy and me. He was right by my side as time rolled along. Always good for a lick when something went wrong. All through the years, whatever I do, you never saw me unless you saw Buddy too. And I named him Buddy, and a buddy he was. He needed no reason, he just loved me because. Right from the start it was easy to see. Better friends than Buddy and me. He got slow and stiff, and his muzzle turned gray. He seemed to know he was going away. In a sweet, gentle way, he said, it's time to go. I'll see my buddy in heaven, I know.
Now that's just sweet.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it, Belinda?
It doesn't.
You're a dog lover.
Yeah, if you're a dog lover, you totally get that. Oh my goodness. Well, you went into the service and you did things, as you were growing up, and then for years you worked for the telephone company. I know that. And I think that's where you met June, if I remember correctly. Tell us how you got into spur making.
Well, we were showing horses, and it resulted from two things, necessity and being poor. you didn't have the internet, and you couldn't order a set of spurs, and if I could, I couldn't afford it. So I started making spurs and made a set for me and my son and June and my brother, and finally they just caught on, a hobby turned into a full-time job. I've been doing it for about 20 years now, Belinda, and I love it. I've met some neat people like you, and we get to do a little traveling with it. We do the George Strait roping as a vendor, and then we do the Western Heritage Classic in Abilene as a vendor, and you sure meet some nice cowboys and some nice people out like that.
Wow, yeah. Well, now explain, you actually make your spurs from the rasps that the farriers trim horses, work on their horses with. So can you explain your spurs to people about how, kind of your process of how you go about turning a rasp into a spur?
Right. That's all I make them out of, Belinda. And the Save Edge rasp is a real high carbon steel and will last forever, but you've got to take the temper out of it before you can work it. And I use a propane forge and denull them, take the temper out of them, and that way I can work with them. But the cowboys love them. They're heavy enough. They stay down on your boot. And like I said, you will never wear them out. If you ever wear a set of row pins out, I'll replace them for free. Just get them to me. And, it's just amazing how many I sell. And like I said, it was a hobby that turned into a full-time job.
Yes. Well, you've gotten kind of fancy with your spurs. I mean, when I first saw them, they were, you could see where the rasp was and the spur and all of that. But now you've gotten, they're different sizes and there's some engraving on there and there's different rowels and different shanks on them. And you've gotten kind of fancy there, Tommy.
Well, when I started, all I had was a bench grinder and an angle grinder and a cutting torch and a welder. And you're just as good as your equipment, Belinda. And I've improved on my equipment and traveling around. You see different cowboys, different cultures. They wear different spurs. So, mm-hmm. I've tried to adapt my spurs to fit their West Texas needs or the Oklahoma calf ropers needs or the team ropers, because mm-hmm. They're just like a pair of boots. Nobody wears the same size, and that's the way spurs are.
That's true. I know my husband and I both have a pair of your spurs, and some different friends of ours also have. And, of course, my late singing partner, he could not wait to get a pair of your spurs. He's loving those spurs. And so tell us about some of the other, there's some famous people that have some of your spurs. Why don't you tell us some of those people that people might recognize their name?
Well, I like to team rope, and I kind of cater to the team ropers. But as far as PRCA Cowboys, T-Woman, he qualified for the national finals about 12 times. I've got Eric Rogers, he's a young man from the Indian Nation that qualifies every year for the NFR. Byron Wilkerson out in Arizona. I've got quite a few good cowboys that's riding my spurs. Buck Taylor, and probably one of the most famous ones is Belinda Gale.
Oh. You're so cute. I think your wife would differ from that, because there's literally a sign on your back door that said, unless you're God or George Strait, wipe, you know, take your boots off.
Oh, so. Yes. I did get to make George Strait a set of spurs and put his initials on them, and June got to give them to him down at his roping, and boy, that got me a lot of get out of jails free cards.
I bet it did. Oh, she loves her some George Strait, that woman.
Oh, my. Yes. I tell everybody she's a card-carrying fan club member.
Oh, yes. I know that's the truth. She loves that guy. That's so cute. Well, it's wonderful. And we'll talk a little bit more about your spurs when we come back. We're going to go do another song. And this is probably the closest I'll ever get to political. It's the cutest song. Jean Prescott recorded this song. She, again, another one of my good girlfriends. We're featuring the girls today for some reason. But this is just a neat song that's kind of appropriate, especially for this time of year. The election kind of bearing down on us. And this is a song called Words.
Silver-tongued analysts and faith and farming. Interpret for us what our leaders really say. Do they think we're too stupid, think we're too slow to learn for ourselves and know all that they know? Just because they're on TV don't mean that they're cool. I've got news for them, we are nobody's fools. Politicians posturing from every side, bombarding me with rhetoric I just cannot abide. They spin what they say and they tell us their lies. It's all about deception, which I really despise. They spew propaganda, it goes on and on, till I can't take it anymore. Grab my hat and I'm gone. It's all words. The truth lies behind the words. So many words in my head that my vision blurs. Let's get back to the virtues that made this country great. Get up and make a difference before it's too late. Carried down the mountain by Moses alone. Laws of instruction to live by each day, to give us direction and show us the way. Words we've abandoned for hype and for spin. We ought to be ashamed of the shape that we're in. Before we lose our freedom, let's get back to what's right. Tell our evening newsman, just report the news tonight. Don't tell me what to think, cause you're just giving me the blues. Too much superficiality is something I can't use. Let's get back to our roots so there won't be any doubt. Hard work and honest folks will turn this country about. It's all words. The truth lies behind the words. So many words in my head that my vision blurs. Let's get back to the virtues that made this country great. Get up and make a difference before it's too late. Let's get back to the virtues that made this country great. Get up and make a difference before it's too late.
I want to say amen.
Amen. Another amen.
Oh my goodness, I love that song. Oh goodness. Well, you know, Tommy, a fun thing is being here and getting to visit you in June is getting to see your workshop. And you make those spurs right here on your place. And you have the coolest little workshop over there. So tell us about, I mean, I'm curious about the equipment that you have to have to turn out the spurs that you are. What kind of, just walk us through the process. Just let me, you told us a little bit about it before. So like you get this spur, and when you untemper it, how do you do that?
You know, I've got a propane forge. I remember turning the old crank forges for both my grandpas, and that was always intrigued me. But the propane forges are so much quicker and so much cleaner. But you know, I take those rasp and I get them cherry red, and the old timers used to put them in lime. I use a vermiculite, and it lets the heat come out of those rasps real slow overnight, and it takes the temper out of them to where you can work them. And then I cut them, and I've got a MIG welder and some really good grinding and polishing tools. And you know, it's just a process, but I do it all in-house, Blenda. I don't let it get out of my touch, and that way I can keep control over what I'm sending out and how they're made. Because you just have, like a good friend told me, you just have one time to make your first impression. And I've been making them for like 20 years, and I've never had a set break or come back on me. And I'm proud of
Wow.
that. And most of my customers are repeat customers. It's like, you know, I bought a set of spurs off of you at Abilene. I want you to make my dad a set or my son a set. And that makes you feel good, you know,
Of
it really
course it
does.
does.
But
Of course. Now, how do you get them curved? I mean,
I've
a
got
rasp,
a
flat.
yeah.
How do you get them to curve like you need them to?
After I get them worked down in the shape I want, I put them back in the forge and get them cherry red. And I've got different molds for like ladies' boots and men's boots. And I've got one customer that's a football player, and he has a size 15.5 boot. Well, I've got a bin just for him.
I mean, that's
Yeah.
big.
Jackson Smith, he's a pro football player. But anyway, it's just a process, and it takes about 8 hours to make a set, Blender. There's no
Wow.
shortcuts on it, but you know, I enjoy it. I try to make the next set better than the last set. So there you go.
Well, there's and the cool thing is I mean, there you do, of course, you have your shows that you go to a couple of times a year to sell your spurs. Word of mouth is huge. I think from what I understand, just when we've talked about it, a lot of your spurs are sold word of mouth. But then there's also your spurs caught the attention of some pretty major Western distributing companies with catalogs. And so what are the companies that carry your spurs now, Tommy?
Yes, National Roper Supply down at Decatur, Texas has really been good to me. They sell some spurs for me. And then Flat Creek Saddlery out at Jackson, Wyoming, he's been selling them for I forget how many years. John has been selling them for me. Really good guy. And then there's PFI up at Springfield, Missouri. They sell them for me. So I do not have a website, Belinda, and I really don't care to have one. So, you know, if people are looking, I can get enough trouble the way it is, you know, without a website. So if people are looking for them, that's where they can find them. They sure
Well, I
can.
can imagine. I mean, you probably have set orders that you do for them, plus you have your word of mouth, you know, orders that people, you know, get in touch with you for things like that. But since you do make them all start to finish by hand yourself, I would imagine I mean, you can only make so many, because one of them, I think you said you send them six sets every month, one of the stores.
National Roper Supply, I sent them. They was on the front cover of a couple of their catalogs, and we got way behind because of that. And I told them to take it off. they get. I send them six sets a month, and we get along really good that way, you know.
Yes.
But there's just one of me, and I can just make so many,
Of course. Well, I really, and you know it when you just showed me that I didn't realize you did, were these beautiful little children's ones. And the rowl is actually a dime, you said, right? That's their birth year.
It's
the dime of their birth. Now, do you, I mean, those little bitty ones are, they don't make rasps that little, do they? I mean, that's skinny.
No, you know, that's what's left over, what they call a drop from when I cut an inch band off of a rasp, that's what's left over. So it's really just waste, Belinda. But I make the little toddler spurs, and the grandpa and grandma just loves them, you know.
Oh, I guess. I mean,
but look, a little hard shank on them, and yeah. If it's born in 215, put a 215 dime or nickel in there, and they are really cute. They really
are. They are cute. But the thing is, I mean, they're made, even though they're for a toddler, you make them the same way you make your regular ones. So, I mean, they are just as durable as the big ones. They look to me like.
Exactly. They are. They're made to wear. And they are. They're cute. They're fun, you know, and parents just love them.
Oh, yeah. They're. I wish some of my kids, grandkids were into horses. They'd each have a pair.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to do another song right now. And this is a real, I mean, of course, I know that you were good friends with my late singing partner, Curly Musgrave. And he wrote a wonderful song. It actually started out as a poem, but then he turned it into a song. And then he recorded it as a duet with Rusty Richards, who's been on our show. And he was a former member of the Sons of the Pioneers. And this is just a beautiful song that's just so, it's lighthearted and just a cowboy talking to God. And so we're going to go ahead and listen to this song by Curly Musgrave called Thanks.
Tonight I walk by the bunkhouse, and in the dim light by his bed, that old cowboy who still calls me son took off his hat and bowed his head and said,
I know it's been a while, Lord, since I checked in on my knees, but I often hear your counsel as I ride out on the breeze. But tonight sunset you give me in the West Montana sky was the best I can remember, and so I'm coming by to just say thanks for letting this old cowboy live another day. And thanks for that Montana sky tonight, and by the way, if I never see another, I'll die a happy man. For the love and strife of the cowboy life, I give my love and thanks.
You ain't seen me in no church, Lord, since Christmas 63. But when I'm riding herd neath the northern lights, I can feel you touching me. And I see you on each lonely trail where me and old pony run. When I catch that coyote on the moon or an eagle again the sun.
And I hear your voice in the thunder that fills the prairie sky. In the nicker of a newborn colt, sleeping baby sighs, when the Chinook blows across the plains or new life fills the land. I don't need no steeple over me to see your wondrous hand. And thanks for letting this old cowboy live another day. And thanks for that Montana sight tonight, and by the way, if I never see another, I'll die a happy man. For the love and strife of the cowboy life, I give my love and thanks.
Guess you and me's been down this road, Lord, and saddle pounds along. But when it's time to hang my spurs up, I hope you'll hire me on.
Room and board's enough for wages, with a Stetson for a crown. If heaven's like Montana, I'd be glad to settle down. Maybe you and me'd go fishing or ride a trail along the banks. But till you send that final sunset, I'll just say amen and thanks for letting this old cowboy live another day. And thanks for that Montana sky tonight. And by the way, if I never see another, I'll die a happy man. For the love and strife of a cowboy life, I give my love. Thanks, I give my love and thanks. I give my love and thanks. Thank you, God.
Oh, so nice to hear my partner singing again.
Oh, Belinda, thanks for playing that. Really, I wanted to say something about Curly, because Curly and I got to spend some time horseback riding, and he was always good for some words of wisdom or words of encouragement, and there was no doubt which way Curly was. It was, you know, he was Curly, and I miss him, you know, and I know you do too.
Yeah, he was a good friend.
He was good. Good friend to a lot of people.
Great singing partner and a good friend. Yeah, he was very giving. He was a gifted, besides singer, he was a gifted marriage and family therapist, which seems weird, but I mean, that was what he was so good with people and so intuitive and so kind. He helped people wherever he went. Yeah. So I think there's probably a special place up in heaven where he is right now.
Well,
I'm sure.
Yep,
you do. Well, can you believe our hour's almost gone, Tommy? I mean, I told you it would go by fast.
Well, talking to you is always fun, Belinda. It really is.
You're sweet. Oh, absolutely. I just want everybody to know about your spurs. I think they're just amazing and they're beautiful. I mean, they're a rasp, but I mean, just the texturing of the rasp is a beautiful looking thing when it's on a spur. It's pretty amazing, actually. But I want you to tell us again the names of the companies, and people can Google these and get in touch with these companies to get a hold of your spurs. So tell us again where people can buy your spurs.
Okay, I do know that NRS, National Roper Supply, they've got them on their website and has some really nice pictures of them. Flat Creek Saddlery does, and I don't know if PFI does have a website or not. Another one that I forgot about was Out West Saddlery at Pagosa Springs. Terry Beecher, she's got a really nice website and has them on there, so... They can go there and look at them and go from there.
And I believe, I mean, the way they have them labeled on all these places are Tommy Thompson spurs, right?
TNT spurs.
TNT. Tommy Neal Thompson, TNT, like your dad blowing up the arena.
I don't know what they were thinking when I got the initial TNT, but yes, it goes right with the arena, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it goes right with you, actually. So I think it was, you know, it's like you don't name a horse Bucky, you know? You just don't.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Tommy. And I just appreciate so much you sharing with us and telling us about your spurs and sharing a little bit of your life with us. And I can hardly wait. This is going to be so fun just sharing you with everybody out there in radio land. So take care, and I'll be seeing you at supper time here shortly.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Linda. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And before we go, we're going to go ahead and play a wonderful song by Joey and Rory, one of my favorites that they do, called Leave It There.
All right. Kick
Ready?
Her off.
One, two, one, two.
If the world from you withholds
of its silver and its gold. And you have to get along with meager fare. Just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Just take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust him through your doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Soul is slowly sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can say and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust him through your doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Leave it there.
Leave it there. Oh, I so enjoyed having Tommy on the show today. He and his wife are precious friends, and it's been so fun sharing him with all of you. As I mentioned earlier, one of the things I've always admired about Tommy has been his generous heart. He gives not only of his treasure and of his time and his talent and his friendship, but he gives his friendship as well. And it is always in such a spirit of joy. It puts me in mind of the scripture in 2 Corinthians that says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. For me, this verse gives us the key to the true blessings of giving. And that is to be a cheerful giver. There is nothing more important to our Lord than the state of our hearts. And I truly believe that if we are giving only because we feel like we have no choice, reluctantly or grudgingly, we may as well not give at all. Our ability to give cheerfully is truly a measure of the condition of our hearts. And the bottom line is, the act of giving is as much to enrich our own lives as it is to enrich the lives of others. I love the scripture in Acts 20, verse 35, and it says, in all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I encourage you to let this simple scripture sink deep into your hearts, because I can personally attest to the fact that there is no greater joy than to give, to know that something you have done or said has enriched and blessed someone else's life. It sets in motion a joy and a warmth that will remain with you forever, and ultimately it will bless you more than you could ever imagine. And that leads us to our final scripture today, found in Luke 6, 37 through 38. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So the bottom line is, you just can't outgive God. Well, that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to our very special guest, Tommy Thompson, for visiting and sharing with us today. And there is never a big enough thank you for my amazing producer, Gary Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. Please check out all of the other fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us on the go with you. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all of your trails be blessed.
Dusty old coyote was busy drinking from a cool rolling river, and when it had enough, he said, "I thank you, river. I swear I was so dry. If it were not for you, I do believe I would have died." But the river whispered softly as it the bank, "I'm glad that I could help, but I'm not the one to thank. You see, I'm only a river. I'm not the one to praise. I'm only a channel of the good and gentle rain, and I can only carry what I have received. Love's living water. Anyone can drink for free."
Well, the grateful old coyote is a lot like me and you. Sometimes we don't give credit where it is really due. So if tonight you find that somehow something good has come from something that I said or did or some old song I've sung, you can rest assured that any quenching of your thirsty soul is all because of something much greater than us both. 'Cause I'm only a river. I'm not the one to praise. I'm only a channel of the good and gentle rain, and I can only carry what I have received. Love's living water. Anyone can drink for free. Love.